commitment to have their name in the Book of Life, but it all takes place under this Sunday law test. The Christian world is tested by their relation to this matter. God moves upon men to search the Scriptures for evidence to sustain Sunday. Those who search with a desire for truth will see that in the past they have been relying on tradition and have accepted an institution of the papacy. Those who, with contrite hearts, search the Word of God for truth will receive a blessing from God. Their characters are formed after the divine similitude. The mind is in a state of continual advancement. By beholding, they become changed into the divine likeness. During the time of trouble... No, wait a minute. Excuse me. This subject opens before the earnest seeker after truth. It becomes more and more clear to him that God has not changed or altered the thing that has gone out from his lips. He sees the sanctity and blessing placed upon the seventh day and the necessity for its observance. The more earnestly he investigates this subject, the more convinced he becomes of the truth of God's word and seen in the law of the Ten Commandments. His interest in truth is tested, his love for God proved, as he advances. If he submits to the will of God's will, all will be well. If he chooses obedience to God's commandment at any cost, his peace and happiness will increase. She's speaking here about people that are confronted with the Sunday issue that haven't known it before. Their promise is if they submit to God's will, everything's going to be happiness and peace. That's our promise today. If we'll recognize our sins and send them beforehand into judgment, all will be happiness and peace. Many excuse themselves for keeping Sunday by saying, "My father and grandmother were good Christians and they died keeping Sunday. They will be saved and I'm willing to run the risk of doing as they did. The whole world keeps Sunday and I'm as well off as the rest of the members of my church." But will these excuses be accepted in the judgment? No, no. Had their fathers had the light and messages of warning which God sent to his people in these last days, they would, if they were candid, God-fearing men, have obeyed the commandments of God. Our fathers are not accountable for the light they never received or for the messages of warning they never heard. And shall their habits and customs be thought worthy of respect merely because they've been handed down from generation to generation? If I had not come and spoken unto them, said Christ, referring to the Jews, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. And here's the point, one of the points we're going to get to. It's important in my mind. Special truths have been adapted to the conditions of nations as they have existed. The present truth, which is a test to